Item number two, report, possible discussion on the quarterly activity report from Wells Fargo by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer. Guess it's running late too.
This is for the new member. This is our standard report. We show this every quarter. Barry,
that's okay.
Which you all met.
I had to make this larger so you could see this.
And this is Wells Fargo maintains the funds that we have in the retirement committee. It is a closed plan. So we have 351 participating members in the plan. We added two more retirees since the last quarter. We're up to 115. And we might scroll up a little bit. There you go. Unfortunately, the market value ended up around $20.4 million. We're down $1.8 million from a year ago. And this is contributed from the August market correction we had. And we still haven't recovered. The plan hasn't recovered from that. Richard Holbein, who's from Boggan Group, will talk a little bit about the market conditions and what's going on with the plan itself. But an unrealized loss of $1.8 million. My guess is that's gotten worse. Richard can talk a little bit more about that. But maybe the market will recover.
Just for their information, that's after the $800,000 contribution that we made. Which is makes a significant difference there, but it costs about $1.7 million a year just for payment of benefits. That's the cash flow on.
Our expenses run around $80,000 a year for the plan itself, and to maintain the plan and keep the funds going.
I just would also just add that you'll notice that this is on a fiscal year. Richard covers on a calendar year basis the return information, so just so the directors know.
Because in Richard's report, he will be based on December 31st. Which is March,